Tell me the story about the blacksmith. And
well, the blacksmith, the local blacksmith, used to live just round the corner in the village, just opposite the school. And he was paid so much a week or a year in case somebody tried to rob the bank. And the bank manager, who was an old man when I was a kid, he told us this tale that the old boy was coming down, walking down the road. So he nipped outside and rang the bell, which was to tell them there was somebody breaking into the bank. And the old blacksmith turned around and went the other way straight away.
So when did the blacksmith go? Well, how long ago was that?
Oh, I couldn't remember him being there, but he would go, I suppose, when I would be 8 or 9 or something like that. He wasn't, you know, he's...
But your horses, he would have shooed them and...
Yeah, they. But after he went, any horses from around here used to have to go to Dunley. There was a blacksmith shop opposite the dog there. Or to Aberley, which is opposite the pub up there. Because all blacksmiths were right by the pub. And they mostly used to shoe the horse and then straight in the pub. But it is hard work. I mean, shoeing these big old horses, you know, the cart horses, was hard work. You know, you would have sort of, some of them would lean on the blacksmith, you know, and it would be really hard. But they used to get by the pub if they could.